So let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity just to declare your word, however I'm standing, laying, or whatever. Just thank you for being, making me able to be here. We thank you for everyone that's here. In Jesus' name, amen. The sermon title is On the Journey to the Mount. And I was thinking about that. And I'll read the scripture after a while, but I want to tell you, and today I'm going to do a little different. I'll preach a little bit, but I'm going to give you a chance too. Everyone in this room has taken a trip, right? Everybody's been on a trip. So you get prepared. First of all, you got to know where you're going, you know. And then you got to say, well, what do I need to take? You know, like, you got to take some clean underwear because, you know what I'm saying? Clean underwear is important. And you got to have some money. And you got to have some gas, and, you know, when you're coming back, how long you're going to stay, who you're going to stay with, if his bed's there. It's a whole lot of things you think about on a trip. And part of me, when we were children, and even today, I think about in the Black Persuasion, and Marty knows what I'm talking about when I talk about the greasy bag. The greasy bag was we had to carry food along on our journeys because when we left, like, I lived in D.C., and we'd go to Virginia, there were not a lot of places that accepted Black people coming. We had to go in the woods to use the bathroom, and we had to carry food and water because places were not hospitable. So this is trip stuff. Jan and I go on trips. A lot of times they're trips that I'm doing a job or residency or something like that. Jan is better prepared on things than I am. She's just... She throws the stuff at
anyone.
Anyone would be more prepared than me. But, you know, she throws her stuff in a nice bag and then it zips up and has a handle and everything. I just throw stuff in these two bags and it's always jumbled up and stuff. But I always have clean underwear. That's the main thing. That's my mother drilled that into me. So I focus on a trip. But I want to talk about journeys too. I remember, and I'm going to talk about me. I don't want to point the finger at you because it's me. I remember when I was looking for something. I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. And I remember trying Reiki. I remember trying Eastern religions, you know, like where you sit around and meditate. I remember someone gave me a book by Og Mandino called The Greatest Miracle in the World. And that book opened up some insights into me because there were things that I had to do, the book required you to do. You know, you have to read this every day. And then you had to wear a rag pinned on your clothing. And Og Mandino opened me up to a lot of things. I knew Jesus early on because when I got mad when a person died that I loved so much, I ran into the coal bin and I told Jesus, I told God, I'm done with you. And I slammed the coal bin door and said, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. And a voice in my heart said, you can't get away from me, Jimmy. You brought me in here. So, you know, so Jesus was with me all the time. But then I was remembering, I don't know what year because I'll get it wrong, but I was 32 years old. I was at a church that was three doors from my house, and it was our family church. And that Sunday, they got up during the announcement, and they read the most horrendous, nasty thing you could. They told the pastor that they lost confidence in him, and they're kicking him out. They said this in the announcement. It wasn't a business meeting. It was in church. And I'm waiting for lightning to strike. It didn't strike. So I left the church. I said, I don't want to be with all these hypocritic people. So I left the church. And the pastor was a friend of mine, so, you know, after I calmed down, he gave me a scripture. Now, Keith is a scripture person in this church. He knows scriptures, and he can tell you where they're found. The only one that I know of is the one that Pastor Moore gave me. It's Romans 10:9-10. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Not the other part. Thou shalt be saved. So I meditated on that. It took me about 4 months before I went three doors up to the church. And they opened the door for the church, and I went forward, and I said, you know what? I focus in on what you did. You disrespected the pastor in the house of God. I was mad at you. But guess who was the one that sinned? It was me. Because the bigger picture was, I need to understand that even though I had been in the church all this time, I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus. So I accepted him into my life, and I began to walk with him. And then at that particular junction, I realized that I was on a journey. Now, journeys I'm talking about today, spiritual, emotional, and physical. And journeys take a long time. Long time. It takes your whole life sometimes to go on a journey. I was reading a couple weeks ago about Paul's missionary journeys. Paul went 1,700 miles on one of that first journey. Now, when he went on the journey, he was a tent maker, and he lived in the community. He became a part of the community, and he loved, and he could preach because now he's there. You know, he lived, he ate, he slept, he did everything that the community did, and he was part, integral part of the community. But this was part of his journey. So let me read the scripture I got this morning. It's in Matthew chapter 5, and it starts in verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith it shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under feet of men. Now we're talking this morning about journey toward the mountain. Now I told you about my journey, and my journey's still going on. I'm still physically, mentally, and emotionally challenged to be on this journey. Jan, there's one thing about having a good companion, whether it's straight, gay, whatever. She does not let me off the hook. She said, you need to let the anger go. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Paul. You know, Paul said he had this ailment that Jesus never, God never took it. The berserker part of me, that's the anger. I kind of like it. You know, I kind of like it because it's out of control. But I don't want to be out of control, so I'm trying to work on that. Okay, it's not gone, but we are looking for something solid in our lives. Well, the word from the scriptures, "blessed," means you're favored. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And I thought about that, in the time that we're living in now. How is it possible for me to be meek when things are said about us? You know, and Jan will tell you that I've lived my whole life exposed to being around people that were gay, and I didn't know they were gay. To this day, I still don't know what gay is. And Jan's friend, who's a bishop, he said, Jim, just stay there, okay? Just stay right there. You don't need to know. But
he's gay himself.
Yeah, he's gay himself. I just identified with gay people because they're people that are talented. They can do things. They They can decorate. I mean, you know, if most of the churches in the United States, if they would identify who the gay person is, they would lose half their members.
Yes.
Who directs the choir? Who decorates the church? Who puts together the dinners? Who does all the other things that no one knows that the pastor and people can get the praise, but the gay people do this thing? And so, you know, we need to understand that these people are on a journey. Everyone in this room is on a journey, have been on a journey for a long time. You've been on trips now, but the trip, you go and you return. You come back, the trip is over. But the journey is forever. The journey is forever. The one thing that I know about my journey, and this is not just the spiritual, the physical, as an artist, when I first discovered pottery, I was working at a coal mine, and I knew that I had to do it. So the paycheck was $1,600 after taxes. So instead of coming home with the paycheck, I cashed it and went to Pittsburgh. I was living in Johnstown. And I spent $1,200 of the paycheck with buying a wheel, clay, and glazes. Now, of course, my wife was not happy. You know. And the first pots that I ever made were a weapon or doorstop. That's all. They were horrible. They were horrible. But now, 35 years later, I'm represented by galleries in New York. If you tell me what you want, I can make it. So my progress has made, like you said, stops and spits and backwards turns and things like that. But it puts me in mind, Thomas was talking to Jesus one day. Jesus is telling him that he's going away. And Thomas said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "We don't know the way." And Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the way." And when you get hold of that, your destination is Jesus. That's your destination. All these other things that I was in, to the Reiki and the all this other stuff, it took me away from Jesus. He says, "I'm the way." And that sounds so simple, but it's complex. Everything that you need, everything that you want to be, everything that you are, started and ends in Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. So I'm learning to let go of things. And at 72 years old, I'm still learning, okay? So don't ever think you cannot learn. But if your heart is right and you get on the journey and you fall off sometime, and Sonny, I'll get your name right. When you fall off sometime, don't condemn yourself, you know, because you are human, subject to make all the mistakes of the world. As a young preacher, I was busy when I first got caught condemning people. And you're going to hell. You're going to hell. You're not right. You're not right. And so this preacher got me. He said, "Come here, boy. Come here, boy." You know, you got to listen to that. He said, "Point your finger out there. What you see?" I said, "I see my finger." He said, "You ain't looking. You see those three fingers right there? Who are they pointing at? You. I'm the one that needs to be right." So when we think about the journey today, as I close this thing off today, I want you to think that you're human, that you're subject to every frailty known to mankind, and Satan wants to use you. He wants to sift you. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to break up everything, anything good. I know since Jen and I have been at Jesus People, we keep thinking, how come we never can get past 12 people here? You know, now I'm to the point where I realize this is a hospital. People come in, they get well, they hear something good. Imani said it. Jimbo said it. Jimbo is transitioning to be James. But I call him Jimbo. So his hair is long. He doesn't look like a boy. But he wants to be a boy. So I teach him how. You know, so So what? Who am I to judge Jimbo? Who am I to judge Imani? We all have problems and situations, but guess what? We're all on the same journey, and we're all going to end up with Jesus. And I want you to thank you for listening to me this morning.